The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Chesam Beis, in the sugya that discusses the status of Surya, says that the Braisa teaches us that koina soda b'Surya, if somebody buys a field in Surya, is kikoina b'pavre Yerushalayim. It's as if he bought it in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. What is the Braisa trying to teach us when it teaches us this halacha? Says the Gemara Amrav Sheshes, Loimer, what the Brice is trying to teach us, Shekosin Olav Oina, that if somebody buys a property in Surya, he may write the deed Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara B'Shabbos HaKadaitach, could one suggest that one could write a deed on Shabbos, one could be Mechal Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, what is meant is K'ra'amah Rava. Like Rava taught us, Oyim Alev K'chavim, one could ask an Akum to write the document on his behalf for Oysa, and the guy is then does it. Hachinami, here too, what the Braisa means to say is, Oyim Alev K'chavim, he can ask an Akum to write the deed for him if he's purchasing a property in Surya, Vaisa, and the guy will then write the document. And the Gemara points out, it's prohibited to ask an Akum to do Malacha on our behalf on Shabbos, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in order to have Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Goz Rabbanan. Rabbanan waived that requirement, and Rabbanan said that one can ask an Akum to write a document on one's behalf on Shabbos, even though it normally one may not ask, as we will discuss, an Akum to do Melacha on Shabbos on his behalf. And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained why indeed is this the halacha. So Pasha Pshat, and that's how Rashi seems to learn here in the Gemara. The point is, because we want to inhabit Eretz Yisrael, and by extension I was saying Surya as well, with Jews, that it should be in the hands of Jews. Others say there's a din, the Torah says lo sichonim, and there are many different pshatim offered, and what does the Torah mean when it says lo sichonim? And the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, says leititin lam chaniya ba'aretz. We may not give the Akum opportunity. We shouldn't have Akum inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael should be inhabited by Jews. I saw a different pshat from Rabbi Yosef Engel, who quotes a Tashbatz. He says that Chazal said that the homes of the Akum and Eretz Yisrael are tamei, but it's not simply that they're tamei because we're concerned that there may be corpses, dead fetuses buried in the home. But rather, says the Tashbatz, a very interesting pshat, that the home of an Akum in Eretz Yisrael has the same status as Eretz Amim. We have many times in Shas, actually in our sugyas as well, that Chazal said, Chazal will goyze tuma al Eretz Amim. So not only on Eretz Amim does he say Chazal will goyze tuma, but even property, homes in Eretz Yisrael that are owned by Akum have that tumah. So now he understands very much why we have this special rule that we can ask an Akum, that we could purchase this land from the Akum. We should purchase this land and ask an Akum to write the deed. Because we're not just waiving the Issa of Miral Akum so in order to have more people in Eretz Yisrael, to have the helm come into the hand of Klal Yisrael. But what we're doing is, we're elevating that this land, which until now had the status of Eretz Ha'amim, that this land had the status of Eretz Ha'amim, now has the status of Eretz, now has the status of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, a very important element, and therefore should maybe therefore may be done through an Akum on Shabbos. Along this line, that we see how Chazal was so concerned about allowing Eretz Yisrael and making sure that Eretz Yisrael should be in the hands of Klal Yisrael, there's a beautiful vart I saw from the Paradis Yosef. Tosfos, at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Me'aleh, is of the opinion that somebody who doesn't own property in Eretz Yisrael is potter from a Korban Pesach. Based on this Tosfos, the Chasam Sofer, in his Tshuvos, actually in two places, in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Chof Dalet, and in Yerodeus Simen Shin Tezayin, asks a question. There's a famous discussion, what happens if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? So the halacha is that we bring the Korban Pesach even though it's Shabbos. Ask the Chasam Sofer that we know that whenever we're Doicha Shabbos, wherever we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, we have to try to avoid being Mechal Shabbos if at all possible. So ask the Chasam Sofer, if according to Tosfos, someone who doesn't own property in Eretz Yisrael is potter from the Korban Pesach, we have a very simple advice. Let this person, let everybody be mafker their property in Eretz Yisrael. By being mafker their property in Eretz Yisrael, they will not have the obligation to bring the Korban Pesach, and they won't have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to bring the Korban Pesach. From Sofer's question, says the Paradis Yosef, that isn't an answer to this question. Here in Al Gemara, says the Paradis Yosef, we see to what great lengths Chazal went to do everything, as we explained earlier, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So to go now and be mafka property in Eretz Yisrael is just the opposite. We never want to give up the Yish of Eretz Yisrael. Being mafka our property in Eretz Yisrael is walking away from Yish of Eretz Yisrael, the exact opposite of what we're trying to accomplish, and therefore, of course, is not a approach that Chazal would have offered. The Agos Oshri quotes Dor Zerua. He says that one may purchase homes that are owned by Akum in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. What should be done? What should be done is show the money to the Akum. The Akum shall take the money and do the sale. The Magen Avraham, however, in Arachayim Simin Shinvov, Sifkotin Yotes, quotes the opinion of the Rivosh and the Rosh, who say that the entire heter that we're discussing is only when the deal was done on Erev Shabbos. And Al Gemara is only referring to committing and writing the deed, but actually making the sale is not permitted on Shabbos. And the Ksav Sofer explains Pshat in the Magen Avraham. He says, because even though Al Gemara is somewhat taking a lenient approach, it's only in a situation where it's involving the Akum. Meaning, the Yisrael already made the deal with the Akum. And now, it just needs to be committed to writing. So that's where we could rely, that's where we could be makel. But to go and actually make the deal on Shabbos, that involves a Jew doing it. And if a Jew does it, that is prohibited. The Gemara said, the Rishonim debate, why is it usher to ask an Akum to do Malach on our behalf on Shabbos? Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, Mimtza Chetzacha V'daber Dover, and we learn from that, Dibur Asr, saying something that you're not, this is in the category of things that may not be said on Shabbos. However, other Rishonim, and it seems that Rashi also says this pshat, is because the Goy is considered our Shliach, Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisa. And the Avni Nezer, and Arachayim Simim Mem Gimel Sif Katan Vav, the Stipler, say actually both reasons that we just explained are required. Because if one is asking an Akum to do Malacha on his behalf after Shabbos, so there you only have the problem of a Dabe Dover, you don't have the problem of Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai, because he's not doing anything on my behalf on Shabbos. If, on the other hand, one asks an Akum on Erev Shabbos to do something on his behalf on Shabbos, so there we have the problem of Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai, but we don't have the problem of a Dabe Dover. There are some, the Beis Yosef, in Arachayim Simen Reish Mamdalid, and seems to hold that if an Akum does Malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, there may even be an Issa D'Raisa. The Ramban says it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon. The Urayim makes a difference whether he asked the Akum to do the Malacha before Shabbos, where there it's only Issa D'Rabbanon, versus when he asked Akum to do Malacha on Shabbos. There's a very big machloikis rishonim how to look at this Gemara. Our Gemara is clearly telling us that Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Legoz Rabbanon. So there's a three-way machloikis rishonim how to look at this issue. The opinion of the Hilchos Gedolos, the most lenient opinion, is that Amira La'akum is mutter for any mitzvah, not just mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The opinion of Tosfos is that Amira La'akum is only mutter when I'm asking the Akum to be over a Doraisa, only for mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos brings a very powerful raya to this approach. Tosfos says that the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Shabbos that in those days it was critical to warm up water for a child when he's going to have a bris milah. The Gemara Masechta Erevin says Tosfos Daf Samaches Amud Aleph discusses a story where there was a child whose bris was supposed to take place on Shabbos, and before the bris took place, the hot water that they had prepared to wash the child with after the bris spilled. So Rava said, if the mother requests for a self hot water, she's a chayla because she just had a baby. So now we can warm up water on her behalf, and then add extra water, warm up some extra water, and we'll have the water for the child. From what do we see from here? That's only because the mother was allowed to have the water warmed up for herself as a chayla. But for the child, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah bris milah, we weren't allowed to ask an akum to warm up water. So even though we have here a bris, a mitzvah, we still may not ask an akum to do a melacha d'oraisa. Tosfos does quote Rabbeinu Chananel that this is only, as we're discussing, a melacha d'oraisa. But when we're speaking about a melacha d'rabbanon, there we can ask an akum to do a melacha on our behalf in order to fulfill a mitzvah. And then there's the most stringent opinion, the opinion of the Arzurua. The Arzurua says that the only reason we're lenient here, the Arzurua says a very bechidish, is because we're asking the Akum to write this deed, b'loshon ha'amim, not in loshon kodesh. And the Arzurua says that the Isser Ksiva on Shabbos is only b'loshon kodesh. And therefore, there is only b'loshon kodesh. And here, therefore, when we're asking the Akum to write the deed, it's only a melacha d'rabbanon, and therefore we could be more lenient. So to review, there are three opinions. The Hilchos Gedolos holds that we could always ask an Akum to do a melacha d'oraisa on our behalf when it's a b'moka mitzvah. Tosfos says it's only Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as we explained earlier in our shiur, the importance of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Arzurua says that even Bishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, only a melacha d'rabbanon is permitted, not a melacha d'oraisa.